Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Let's talk about you a little bit first.
Okay.
How long have you been doing what you've been doing?
Well, I've been doing work as a professional psychic. I don't know what the word professional means, but I think about 20. Hello.
Hi. Are you getting another
call?
Sorry
about that.
That's okay.
No, I don't know what it is.
Okay. So 25 years, eh?
25 years. And I've been reading a lot of celebrities, but I work mostly in Japan. I've been going to Japan for the last 20 years. And, you know, I started off, they did 4 3-hour specials on my life story because I've done a lot of police cases, missing kids, and reading celebrities in, you know, different parts of the world, and, you know, the creme de la creme, and, you know, stuff's leak. I'm sure if you looked at, if you Googled me, you'll see some of the celebrities that I read. Some are, I'm afraid to make some of these predictions because my phones may go off the hook after.
Yeah, really? Now, okay, so well, just tell me that a few of the people that you've worked with.
Well, the only one that I could really say and who is one of the most amazing people in the planet and love him to death. But it did leak because his bodyguard wrote a book, so I can't say that, you know, I worked with him because it was already leaked all over the place. Brad Pitt, I'm partners with Kelsey Grammer. We're building a new TV network called the Channel Channel, which is a channel which will be 24/7 interactive psychic channel.
You've worked with Brad Pitt. He's up for a big nomination this year, Best Actor at the Academy Awards. Are you feeling the love for Brad?
I tell you, most incredible human being I ever met. Amazing producer, amazing director. I don't see that it was the role of roles for Brad. I'm not feeling that it was the, you know, his acting, but I feel the role was not right. I can't place my money on him.
All right. Any thoughts on who might win instead of him?
My feeling is I like Clooney. So that was That's my feeling.
All right, good little movie, for sure.
But I wish it was Brad. But
yeah, he did a nice job.
So much good. He did a great job, and he does so much for the world. He's just a great human being.
Him and Angelina, they are awesome. Boy, the goodness that they're putting out there is just pretty impressive.
Yes, it is. They're amazing people.
Yeah,
amazing people. So.
And in terms of a Best Actress, very interesting this year. We got two real heavyweights there, Meryl Streep and Glenn Close, both nominated, both for these amazing, amazing roles. Any thoughts on how the cards may land on that one?
I like Meryl Streep. I really like Meryl Streep. I think we may have an underdog with Michelle Williams. I think she's heavily into the game.
All right.
What do you think?
I think you could
let's
you know
see.
What?
Well, I'll bet you a dinner on it. What you think?
Okay. I would put money on Michelle Williams because she's had a pretty good run so far, winning the other awards too.
She's been through so much. I mean, there are other factors always involved in these awards, you know. She's been through a hell of a lot. And, I mean, I just, you know, I watched the trailer you know, last night again, and I'm like, I don't watch movies. I haven't seen any of these. I'm going off pure psychic ability. But I'll tell you, she's some piece of work, and I think she's gonna pull it out from behind. I'm definitely feeling that.
All right. Now, in terms of Best Picture, we've got a black and white silent film in the running for Best Picture. How crazy is that?
That is the craziest. And my luck, that's a shoo-in. But that'll be like, you know, all hands down. That'll be it. But no, I'm my Best Picture. I gotta go with Spielberg. On the War Horse. That's my bet on that one.
It's a good.
I really, I mean, I like The Help. You know, I like them all. You know, I mean, I get a good feeling when I'm touching each one of them. But you know, this War Horse is going to be amazing, and I think it's going to get